Wake up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. Ken and Reese, state champion again in the studio here on WTLS, Tallahassee Times TV. Ken, and congratulations on the second wrestling title for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was individual title. You got a state ring last year as a team member of the Tallahassee Champs. Kind of compare the two. I mean, you were part of what was the big one last year. What was it like this year winning, but the team did not, you know, get to that level?
It was great, but nothing would compare to last year because that was just never done before. It was just a great experience. But this year it was a kind of a sweet victory because it was my last year.
Sure.
And it went out with a bang, so I'm happy.
Yeah, and I'm thinking as things kind of, you know, just didn't go our way this year. And really very young. You and Colin did win at sectionals, Colin Jones, but the rest of the team very young and had some guys go up there that were like very, very young. But you kind of knew the championship wasn't going to happen this year. And then you're the guy that's there on the last day, at least with a chance to bring something back. Was a pressure on you a little bit for that, at least to bring something back, a championship for the team? Because we've continued these individual titles year after year.
It was just a little bit because I was thinking to myself in that hotel room because everyone else was having fun swimming and all that, and I had to save my legs. Well, I was thinking to myself how many consecutive champions we've had in the years, and I didn't want to be the first one not to bring something back. So
yeah.
It was kind of nerve-wracking.
What is it like as you are there for a tournament that's that long? It starts on Thursday and you have to go every day, and you've been in this situation. This is your fourth straight trip to the finals, but what's it like as you wait, you anticipate day after day? How tough is that?
It's nerve-wracking, but the key is to take one match at a time. You don't need to think ahead. You need to just think, all right, I have this guy, I need to take care of business, and then I'll move on. You just don't think way ahead because something bad could happen.
And then you had that one guy that you beat last year, and then he's had this phenomenal season, as you have. He's 64-1. You both lost to the same guy down in Florida in the tournament from Florida. And then you've got this smack talk that's apparently out there. He's a part of it. Some people who support him that affiliated with his team are a part of it. How much do you pay attention to that kind of stuff?
I just let it fuel the fire, I guess. I kind of like it because it makes me want to work harder to accomplish my goals and – I guess you could say upset someone that was supposed to beat me.
And how can that be? Because that's what I say. How could you be the underdog? You beat him last year.
You're the defending champion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Supposedly, I got lucky. That's what they were all saying. But I guess I proved them wrong this time.
Yeah. Are there a lot of those kind of matches with you and other wrestlers, I think, you know, that you develop these rivalries with these other wrestlers throughout the years, and especially a guy like yourself who's been wrestling for a long time?
Yeah, there's quite a few rivalries, but that's just going to happen with competition and being competitive. Happens with everyone.
Yeah.
All right, and you wrestled in the 132?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any trouble maintaining weight? I mean, or is 132 kind of a natural weight for you, or did you have to gain, lose? I mean,
my natural body weight was about 136, so I always had to cut like 2 pounds, 3 pounds, but it was nothing too hard. It was kind of easy.
So what's the diet like for you to do that? I mean, you actually have to watch what you're eating, and it's just for the regimen itself, I'm sure.
And still maintain your strength, too.
Yeah, like during wrestling season?
Yeah, when it's seasonal.
Mostly you can eat, but don't drink water because you're dehydrating yourself. You're losing water weight, but it's not too bad. And you just basically do that, and you'll be fine the next day. Just don't overeat.
Yeah.
Just watch what you eat, and you'll be good.
Now, are you excited about not having to worry about that anymore, at least until maybe, you know, potentially college wrestling comes around for you, or what?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. I love eating sweets. So.
Yeah. It's senior year, you know, it's kind of behind you, and, I mean, do you kind of keep that philosophy throughout the year? I mean, you work out throughout the year, obviously, to try to keep yourself in the right shape, don't you?
Yes, sir. I don't want to get too big.
Yeah. So. What did you wrestle at all these years? It would kind of break it down because you've been wrestling since an eighth grader and your record very solid. 215-49 from eighth to 12th grade. 182-27 since the ninth grade. five times to the state, so you made it every single year, and four straight trips to the finals with those two championships the last 2 years. But what were the weight divisions as you grow up? Because you're growing up as you go, you get bigger as you get older.
Yes, sir. Eighth grade was 103, but I weighed about 95 pounds.
So you had to wrestle up there, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't that fun. ninth grade, it changed from 103 to 106. Like, the state changed the weight class. So I wrestled 106 again. Then in 10th grade, I wrestled 120. 11th grade, wrestled 126. And senior year, I wrestled 132. So gradually
getting bigger. Then you'll be a heavyweight next year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
When did you start wrestling? When did it start for you? Was it prior to high school, right?
When I was 8 in youth.
8 years old.
When Jerry Beasley was the youth coach.
So that I was wondering, how long has that program really been around? And it has been around that long that we're seeing the benefits. Obviously, I know a lot of those younger wrestlers were there, but you as a senior, you started with that bunch.
Yes, sir. It was great. It's a learning experience I would have never had without him.
Yeah. And, he was a great, big part of that, no doubt. So here we are looking ahead to the future as a senior. And we were talking with you and your dad, Jeff, here a moment ago. What are the possibilities? I know there's different things out there.
I have a few colleges looking at me, but I don't know if I for sure want to travel that far away and wrestle in college, because I would have to be absolutely dedicated and doing school, which would be kind of difficult. So I don't know.
Now tell the listeners, because we were talking during the break, so we know where the offers are from, but I'm telling the listeners, you say a long way away. Let them know exactly how far that is.
There's a school, a D2 school in Nebraska, Kearney, that wants me, and a school in northern Iowa that wants me. So it's a pretty good way to
play. Wrestling's a pretty big deal out there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. They wrestle since they're like 3 years old.
So. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, do you think it's very possible you might want to do that, or you just really
– it's a very good chance I could, because, like I said, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, you've done a great job as a high school wrestler. I know that your dad's proud, and everybody else here in Tallahassee as well, to keep the streak alive. Thanks for doing that. Congratulations on another state championship. You're going to get you that's a team ring. Do you guys get individual rings or anything like that, or what?
Last year, we didn't have enough money to just get all the individual state champions, the individual ring and a team ring. So we just combined the two and had a little different, like this one says champ on the side.
Yeah.
And other people didn't get that. So,
yeah.
But this year, I'll get my own individual ring.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Jeff, I know you didn't want to talk, but I'm going to make you say something. You have to be proud of Kenan and what he's done as at least a student athlete, right?
We are. Wrestling's one of those sports that it's basically fighting with rules. The things you have to do and the dedication. And he'll tell you, he's wrestled hurt. They all wrestle hurt. It's just the level of dedication that they put to it to want to win. I mean, you can always say, Coach, my shoulder hurts. I don't want to wrestle today. Well, Ken is not that way. He's going to step on the mat. It's for the team. And it's borderline. You got to make some decisions sometimes, whether it's in his best interest or another guy's best interest. But you really got to want to do it. It's not something that's fun to go out there and let somebody beat up on you and put you in all kind of moves that hurt, you know, painful.
Yeah.
But as you get to the top of the ladder, you're the one inflicting the pain for all those painful years that you had to put through.
Payback.
But, yeah, we're very proud of him. And, you know, he'll be successful in whatever he decides to do.
Yeah, we know he will. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. And we apologize if you –
not my idea.
Because this is a day off from school. Would you have been sleeping in today?
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah, my apologies.
It's all right.
You can blame it on me. I felt like Monday was right, and then I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm getting him out of the bed today.
Yeah, I was like, golly, he gets a chance to sleep in.
Growing the wrestling sport, you know, the youth team took 32 to state and 25 place.
I know it.
Yeah.
So Tallahassee's going to become slowly but surely a wrestling town.
I think it's already there.
Whether somebody else wants to hear that or not.
It is become that, no doubt about it. Thanks again. Appreciate y'all coming in. Kenan, you can go back to bed if you want when you get home. We give you permission to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us, and congratulations again on another state championship for you.
First time I've ever heard that. Great description. Fighting with rules.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah. All right. You're still sore. Yeah, you will be for a few days. You got some time to heal, though. There you are, Kenan Reese, state champion, 132-pound division, class 1A through 5A from Tattlesee High School, back-to-back titles. Quite an achievement. We'll come back with more of the Wake Up Call from 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM.